This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel returns home after completing an official visit to Switzerland and Germany. Melamchi drinking water supply to be halted from tomorrow to minimize the possible damage in headwalks caused by monsoon. And United Nations report says Israeli strikes on Gaza may have violated laws of war. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel returned home after completing his official visit to Switzerland and Germany. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday received the President at Tribhuvan International Airport's VVIP lounge. On the occasion, a contingent of Nepali Army presented the President with a guard of honour. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Chiefs of Security Bodies, Government Senior Officials, Chiefs and Representatives of Diplomatic Missions were at the airport to welcome the President back home. The President and his delegation left Nepal on the 11th of June for Switzerland to take part in the 112th session of the International Labour Conference. From there, the President departed for a visit to Germany on the 15th of June. The concerned ministers have started responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers during the discussion of the government's budget for the upcoming fiscal year in the federal parliament. While answering the questions of the lawmakers, Health Minister Pradeep Kumar Yadav says arrangements had been made in the budget to provide necessary technology and equipment in hospitals and to provide easy access to health services to citizens. The health minister also pledged to implement a budget to make the health services more effective and accessible. Likewise, speaking in the urgent hour of the House of Representatives meeting, parliamentarians demanded immediate payment to dairy farmers. Meanwhile, dairy farmers have demanded with the Dairy Development Corporation, DDC, that their overdue payment to be settled immediately. The farmers demonstrated protest in front of the office of the DDC at Lainjur in Kathmandu yesterday, demanding that they should get a fair price for the milk they sold. Treasurer of Central Dairy Cooperatives Association, Balkrishna Upredi, shared that the payment of milk had been pending for 7 months. According to him, dairy farmers all over the country are to get their overdue payments worth around 7 billion rupees. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has directed the bodies concerned to work collaboratively in reducing loss of lives and property resulting from monsoon-induced disasters. Taking briefing on the necessary disaster preparedness activities being done by the subordinate bodies for providing timely public awareness to be safe from the monsoon-induced disaster incidents and the subsequent loss of life and property, Minister Sharma suggested these agencies provide early warning and establish prompt contact effective during times of disaster. Also speaking on the occasion, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC shared about measures and programs prepared addressing monsoon-related potential hazards and continuity of the services during the time of disaster. Meanwhile, issuing a press release, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has called for making the disaster mitigation, preparedness, response and management-related aspects more prompt, safe and technology-enhanced. Melamchi's drinking water supply is to be halted from coming Friday due to the monsoon. Melamchi Water Supply Development Board says it will close the entrance of the tunnel, citing the increasing water flow in the Melamchi River and subsequent risk of flood during the rainy season. With this, the people of Kathmandu Valley would not be able to consume the drinking water being supplied under the Melamchi Water Supply. The government has been halting the water supply with the arrival of the monsoon and resuming its supply with the departure to minimize the possible damage in the headworks of the Melamchi Water Supply project. The Besisahar Chame roadway has been blocked after the landslip since last night. According to the district police office, excessive rainfall triggered a landslip at Kharkhare, of Bessisar Municipality 6. Similarly, the Octopus Falls along the roadway witnessed a rise in water level disrupting the roadway. Karkarebhir is one of the risky spots along the roadway. Every year, the disturbance in traffic movement is witnessed here. Although the federal government had allocated 164 million rupees for landslide control in this area, it is yet to be realized. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The United Nations Human Rights Office says Israeli airstrikes in Gaza may have systematically violated the laws of war, requiring that civilians and civilian infrastructure be protected. It is the conclusion of a report on what it calls six emblematic attacks on residential buildings, a school, refugee camps and a market between 9th October and 2nd December last year. The United Nations says it has verified that at least 218 people were killed in the incidents and that civilian objects were destroyed. The report says no specific warning was issued before five of the strikes and that the presence of one commander, several combatants or several military objectives in one area does not render an entire neighborhood a military objective. Israel's mission in Geneva, however, rejected the United Nations findings as factually, legally and methodologically flawed. It insisted that the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, was operating in Gaza following international law and accused Hamas of unlawfully embedding itself among civilians. The Israeli military launched a campaign to destroy the Palestinian armed group in response to an unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 37,390 people have been killed in Gaza since then. As Thailand's Senate passed a marriage equality bill, the move has now paved the way, as reported by the Al Jazeera, to become the first nation in Southeast Asia to recognize same-sex marriages. In its final reading, the upper house passed the bill with 130 votes in favor, 4 against and 18 abstentions from the 152 members present. After Taiwan and Nepal, Thailand will be the third Asian country to allow homosexual marriage if the law goes into effect. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the monsoon system in the eastern part of the country and partial influence of the local winds as well as low pressure system formed around Bihar, India, in the remaining part of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province and in one or two places of the rest of the country. Heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.6 degrees Celsius with 4.9 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil returns home after completing an official visit to Switzerland and Germany. Melamti drinking water supply to be halted from tomorrow to minimize the possible damage in headwalks caused by monsoon. And United Nations report says Israeli strikes on Gaza may have violated laws of war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.